This is PodTech.net for Wednesday, September 27th. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly. Control Room, formerly Network Live, and Microsoft's web portal, MSN, announced yesterday an exclusive multi-year content agreement to distribute live concert performances. The deal gives Control Room, producers of Live 8, a global distribution partnership for its live online events across many platforms, including the nearly 465 million worldwide monthly visitors to MSN, as well as potentially Xbox Live, MSN Messenger, and Windows Media Player, among others. This is also just the latest move by Microsoft to drive both consumer and advertiser growth to its sites with a range of new entertainment and media features. Joining me to discuss all this is Kevin Wall, CEO of Control Room. Kevin, first of all, welcome to the podcast and congratulations on the agreement.
Hey, thank you. We couldn't be more excited. We are happy to have this new partnership. As you mentioned, it's global. And I think it's an exciting moment that continues to ignite the music business on a global basis, so we're happy.
Can you tell me who is Control Room?
Yeah, Control Room is formerly the people at Network Live. We built a very large brand, a great brand, with our former distribution partners, AOL. As we are in Chapter 2 of our business, our second year, we've both with the announcement of MSN and having them as a distribution partner, decided to operate and build a brand called Control Room. So it's really sort of a new chapter that we're happy to talk about on this phone call for the first time. And we have offices at Control Room in New York, London, with our worldwide headquarters in Los Angeles. It is the same team that has now built over 59 events this past year. Most of which were seen on AOL, and plus as you mentioned earlier, I was the executive producer of Live 8, which turned out to be the largest event in the history of the internet, and probably one of the greatest concerts that's ever been filmed.
Tell me about the deal with MSN. Do you have any specifics that you can talk about here today?
36 shows a year. It's a multiple year deal. MSN really was excited not only at the level of talent that we've been able to work with as an independent, but also the DVD-like quality from a production standpoint that we're able to deliver. And now with their deep technology prowess, we're going to start doing it on a global basis, and it's quite exciting.
And this is all free to the viewer and ad-supported instead, is that correct?
That's true. The models today that we believe in, and certainly MSN believes in, is ad-supported, free to the consumer, and it seems to be the model that is driving all the content initiatives down the internet.
And the deal kicks off with a live event October 2nd featuring John Legend from London.
Royal Albert Hall, where I've done a lot of shows. It's probably about a 4,000-seat opera house-looking sort of venue. It is the place to do the launch. And John Legend, of course, is a major act, and they love them in London. So we think it's a great launch pad.
What other shows do you have lined up?
We've announced the John Mayer show. We've announced a Rod Stewart concert we're doing on the 9th in October at the Nokia. And then this year, we'll probably do another four or five that we're setting the schedule now. But, Microsoft couldn't be happier.
This is a great opportunity for not only music fans, but also for musicians themselves, isn't it?
It is. I mean, what you can do in the medium that we have is you can be live. You can be raw. Although, the quality is up. It's clearly like going to a concert. And you can introduce a new song. You can push the envelope a little bit, and with great data and audio, audience response and marketing, etc. It's a feedback loop, different than what they get from the audience in front of them, but still a feedback loop that can be very helpful to how they release or how they play their shows going forward. So I think it's great for the artists. And you have artists who are like gigantic artists in the United States like Dave Matthews, who are starting to launch internationally, and by the global nature of a Microsoft, they can really help ignite and excite markets that some of these artists you know, thus far could only do by touring there.
In a sense, this kind of changes the concert-going experience at the same time, too, doesn't it?
At the very end of the day, there's nothing like being live at a concert. But as you know, ticket pricing, tours are doing fewer dates today. They tend to only do, you know, major markets. And when a product comes out, it's released worldwide, and to only tour, like the old days, around a product to try to get something launched, you physically can't scale yourself. So these initiatives, like online, allow an artist very early on a tour to really, you know, show, give people a taste of who they are, have it on a global basis so that they could see it as it's happening rather than 8 months later when they can finally get there and tour. And it's good for everyone.
Nearly 100 million people viewed the Live 8 video clips on AOL over 6 weeks in summer of last year. That's pretty impressive. How do you expect to top that with this MSN deal?
That was a one-off event that was unique. You know, certainly, you know, became a tipping point for traditional broadcasters, cable broadcasters, and even people on the Internet in terms of video has arrived. What we hope with Microsoft is to continue to scale to get to these numbers so that these numbers actually can happen more often, not just on one event. So that, you know, these numbers are not a headline, but rather almost a rating.
You had your success with AOL, and yet you've opted to sign an exclusive agreement with MSN. Can you talk about that?
AOL was fantastic. We had a great year with them. As you mentioned, we did Live 8, which was one of the most successful projects ever done on the Internet, and then 59 other shows. AOL clearly are very, very strong in the United States, in North America, but they're not a technology company, and they're really, on a global basis, they don't have the same sort of depth that an MSN brings. The MSN's, you know, on a global basis, 465 million visitors a month. So we just, you know, our contract, distribution contract came up, and we took a look at the marketplace, talked to all of the players in the marketplace, and, you know, MSN just kept coming around with, you know, the aspects of a deal that, you know, primarily were about their platforms and their distribution depth that just excited us. So we decided to, you know, the second year to be in business with them.
MSN seems to be pretty aggressive lately with its unveiling of Soapbox, its video sharing site to compete against the likes of YouTube, and its support of Wallop, the new social networking site that'll compete against MySpace, Friendster, and Facebook. And now the agreement with Control Room. Put it all in context for me there, Kevin.
Microsoft has had great penetration into any market they decided they wanted to be in. Whether it was the video gaming market or the browser market or the desktop market. And I think that their video strategy is extremely well thought out. They obviously have the player that is used universally to watch video on the web. They have the best DRM. And I think they're tying all this together now with content. Because at the end of the day, it's content that drives technology. It's not technology that drives content. And, you know, we're part of that you know, content play that's going to be so important to their strategy. It's exciting news for the record industry. It's exciting for the music business. It's exciting for artists. I mean, it really, after a few years of a lot of pain and the change of their model, they're becoming validated on a global basis, and it's great for our company to be part of it.
My guest today has been Kevin Wall, CEO of Control Room, speaking on the multi-year content agreement announced yesterday with MSN. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for Podtech News.